estimating binomial proportions, the confidence interval. We have seen how to make a point estimator, hat p, for the binomial proportion p. We simply use the success rate, the number of successes x, divided by the number of trials n. And we have seen that this estimator is normally distributed. The mean is the true value that we want to estimate p, and there is some standard deviation sigma, which we haven't discussed yet. In this video, we'll discuss the confidence interval. We want to find a lower bound and a higher bound so that the probability is at least beta, the confidence level, of falling around the true value p. Let's use the point estimator as a starting point. Here we have plotted the PDF of the estimator, which is normally distributed with mean p and some standard deviation sigma. And we are looking for a confidence level of beta. So this is the mean here. So we are looking for some confidence interval so that the probability of surrounding p is at least beta. But for the time being, let's try and look for an interval around p here so that the probability of hat p falling inside the interval is at least beta. So we'll try and find this interval with area beta. Let's introduce a little bit of notation, 1 minus alpha, so beta is equal to 1 minus alpha. So alpha is going to be the size of the area which is not marked in orange here. So we can allow alpha half on the left and alpha half on the right. Now this point here is known as z alpha half times sigma p minus, and here you get p plus sigma alpha half times sigma. We'll get back to z alpha half and sigma in the next slide, but let's focus on this interval here. The probability that p hat falls inside this area p plus minus z alpha half times sigma is at least beta. That's the area of under the curve across the interval. Now this should be the same if you take p inside p hat plus minus z alpha half times sigma. You are just adding, subtracting z alpha half times sigma on both sides in an equation or an equality. In the picture, you get a random hat p at some point you don't know where, and you draw an interval around it. Now we can use the same, sorry, that should be larger. And we can make that interval the same size as that, which means that we just transpose this interval with the center at p to this interval at hat p. And the probability of p hat falling inside this interval is the same as the probability of this interval falling around p. That means p hat plus minus z alpha half times sigma is the confidence interval we are looking for. So what is this number z alpha half? It is the solution to this equation, or I should rather write f of minus z. That is, the alpha half is the area under the curve to the left of the point minus z. F is the cumulative density function of the standard normal distribution. So what we really need to do is we need to invert the CDF. That inverse of the CDF can be found in MATLAB as the ICDF function. We have the normal distribution as we have seen before. This is half of alpha. We are looking at a 95% confidence interval. This is the mean and this is the standard deviation. And you will get an answer of minus 1.96. So z 0.025 is equal to 1.96. And you can use that number to build your 95% confidence interval. Then let's move to sigma. We don't know the standard deviation sigma either. We do know that for the binomial distribution, the variance is p times 1 minus p over n. But we don't know p either. Sigma would be the square root of this, of course. So, what can we do? We can try to estimate p, and that's exactly what we have been doing. We can use the success rate as the estimator hat p, and estimate sigma using the estimate of p. So that is what we are going to use in lieu of sigma in the formula. That leaves us with the conclusion. And a confidence interval with confidence level 1 minus alpha gives us this confidence interval. Z alpha half is a number you can look up in a table or using MATLAB. In order to use this formula, we have to assume that n is sufficiently large and p is not too close to 0 or 1. If you get too close to 0 or 1 or working with small numbers, the estimate p hat, or the estimate we're using for sigma here, is not going to be good enough. The textbook recommends at least 4 hits to satisfy these two requirements together. In communications, it's quite common to demand 100 errors. But either way, you can see these two together. If n is extremely large, then p is allowed to be closer to 0 or 1. If you're working close to 1 half, p equals 1 half, n only has to be moderately large. And either way, it bugs down to some bound on the number of errors you should have in your experiment. And what constitutes a sufficient number really depends on the application. A little exercise for you at the end. Suppose you want to find out what percentage of Norwegian students who have made a bad choice of degree program. So you can poll 1,000 students, 1,000 trials. Suppose 177 say that they think the choice was bad. So give a 95% confidence interval for P. Good luck.